This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Anytime now, we should be able to see a heavily blacked out document that explains the justification for the FBI search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. The AP's Donna Warder.
The release of the document is expected by noon today, and the Justice Department is believed to have removed sensitive details about witnesses and the scope and direction of its investigation. On August 8th, agents served a search warrant on the Mar-a-Lago estate, removing 11 sets of classified documents, including information marked at the top secret level. Documents already made public show that federal agents are investigating potential violations of three different federal laws, including gathering, transmitting, or losing defense information under the Espionage Act. Donna Warder, Washington.
Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee is in Taiwan, the latest U.S. member of Congress to meet with President Tsai Ing-wen. President Wen slammed China and Russia this morning, saying they're disrupting and threatening the world order. China because of its military exercises near Taiwan, and Moscow because of its invasion of Ukraine. The U.S. is suspending 26 flights by Chinese airlines from the U.S. to China in a flap over antivirus controls. This after Beijing suspended some flights by American carriers. There's lots of talk about this. California plans to phase out gas-powered vehicles. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
California regulators have approved a plan requiring all new cars, trucks, and SUVs to run on electricity or hydrogen by 2035. Regulators are aiming for a dramatic cut in carbon emissions and an eventual end to gasoline-powered vehicles. The policy still needs federal approval, but that's considered very likely under President Joe Biden's administration.
The Weather Service is warning of more heavy rain and possible flooding near the Gulf Coast states and the Southeast. This is AP News. Now to the heat of the future. The AP's Ed Donahue.
A new study predicts more of what is considered by experts to be dangerous heat in the future. Occasionally, in mid-latitude countries, spiking temperatures and humidity in the summer can make it feel like a sweltering 103 degrees. Researchers say by the middle of the century, it could happen 20 to 50 times a year. In the sticky tropics, it could feel much worse. Study author Lucas Zepetello, a Harvard climate scientist, says heat waves are one of the new four horsemen of apocalyptic climate change. Chicago hit the 103-degree heat index level only four times, from 1979 to 1998. The study's most likely scenario shows Chicago hitting that threshold 11 times a year by the end of the century. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dow rose 322 points yesterday. The S&P was up 58. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.